This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the Supreme Court upholding an Indiana law protecting the remains of aborted babies. At the same time, the court refused to consider reinstating Indiana's ban on abortions due to a baby's disability, sex, or race. Because of that, some think the Supreme Court is sending a mixed message on abortion. Stay tuned to find out more.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court upheld Indiana's law protecting the remains of aborted babies. The law requires that all remains of aborted babies be buried or cremated. This protects them from being tossed out as if they were medical waste. At the same time, though, the Supreme Court refused to uphold Indiana's ban on abortions due to a baby's sex, race, or disability. Only two of the 9 Supreme Court justices dissented to the decision to protect Indiana's fetal burial law. Interestingly, both of those laws trace back to when Mike Pence was governor of Indiana. If you've been tuning into the Charisma News podcast lately, you know that several states have pursued semi or total abortion bans. For instance, Alabama recently signed into law the strictest abortion ban yet, protecting all unborn babies from abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. While many criticize Indiana's law about infant remains, others praise the court's decision to uphold it. Alliance Defending Freedom's senior counsel, Denise Burke, says this: "Tragically, many states do not ensure that the bodies of miscarried, stillborn, or aborted infants are treated with dignity. Unborn infants shouldn't be disposed of as medical waste when they die before birth, regardless of whether their deaths are spontaneous, accidental, or induced." End quote. Keep praying for the abortion crisis in our nation, listeners, and keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.